Americans watch an average of 5 hours of television a day, but that doesn't mean what we're watching is good. The fall TV season is rolling out this month, adding even more choices to the already overwhelming array of programs. If you're trying to figure out how to fill those 5 hours, give or take, NPR's Netta Ulaby has a guide for you. It's not so much a list of good shows as it is a method of watching them, a way to identify authentic characters of all races and genders. Our guide begins with something called the Bechdel Rule.
Who better to explain the Bechdel Rule than cartoonist Alison Bechdel? About 25 years ago, she drew a strip with a woman explaining that she only watches movies that meet three criteria.
One, it had to have at least two women in it. Two, they had to speak to each other about three, something besides a man.
The idea that it's important to see women characters talk about something besides men was, to be honest, not even Bechdel's idea.
I stole it lock, stock, and barrel from a friend of mine, Liz Wallace, who I was studying karate with at the time.
But the cartoon still resonates because it articulates something often missing in popular culture. Not the number of women we see on screen, but the depth of their stories and the range of their concerns. Eric Deggans covers television for the St. Petersburg Times. He says a lot of this comes down to who's writing the scripts. There's not a lot of diversity among successful TV writers, and as a result, Deggans says there aren't a lot of fully realized African-American characters, for example, or conversations between women with a convincing range of topics.
When you're constantly watching TV shows that don't reflect that reality back to you, you feel a dissonance. You feel like you're kind of not connected to the culture.
Maybe that's why the Bechdel Rule is still a popular meme on the internet. The rule pops up on blogs, and people argue about what follows the rule on websites and on listservs. At least two women, featured characters, who have to talk about something other than a man. The shows that fail might surprise you. Take the show Sex and the City. It's about four women, the whole show is them talking, but does it follow the Bechdel Rule? Even the characters agree that it doesn't.
How does it happen that four such smart women have nothing to talk about but boyfriends? It's like seventh grade with bank accounts. What about us?
Just because a show is female-driven does not mean it follows the Bechdel Rule, says media critic Eric Deggans. Shows like Grey's Anatomy, filled with professional women, all doctors, who talk to each other like this.
You had sex with Derek in an exam room?
Yes.
Last night?
Yes.
You and McDreamy did the nasty, nasty.
Of course, there are shows that follow the Bechdel Rule. In Brothers and Sisters on ABC, women talk about the family business. On NBC's 30 Rock, women talk about what's funny. And there's a new show on ABC Family.
Middleman.
The Middleman is a science fiction show about a young woman who's a heroic crime fighter's temporary assistant. But she comes home, makes art, and talks with her best friend and roommate, who's also an artist.
Real life is scary. I'm just working it out on the canvas.
So these paintings aren't a desperate and violent cry from your subconscious because it knows you're planning to quit art in favor of a mysteriously urgent and time-consuming form of temping.
Lead actress Natalie Morales says The Middleman is important because girls really do have such dialogue about art and work and music and not just boys.
What I liked about it so much is that it was actually real, and it was a lot like me and my friends, and teasing my best friend about a band that she likes is something I've done before.
And according to the Morales Rule, there are things this Cuban-American actress will not do on screen.
Dance to salsa and talk like, "Ay, papi, what do you mean?" And no one talks like that. I don't care if you're Latin, you don't talk like that.
Morales is also peeved when Spanish words get sprinkled in nonsensically to make characters seem more ethnic. TV critic Eric Deggans has a personal version of the Bechdel Rule as well.
At least two characters who aren't white who are on shows where the main focus isn't race.
Shows that follow the Deggans Rule include Lost, ER, and The Closer. But Eric Deggans says this isn't about meeting quotas. On the one hand, the rule is about identifying with characters, seeing characters who are in some ways like you, who talk like you talk, who have similar concerns, who remind you of your friends. On the other, TV gives us a chance to sample the real breadth of American culture. It's about peering into other people's spaces, other people's lives.
One of the things I loved about The Sopranos, for example, is that I don't think I would ever be able to hang out with an Italian-American family and get that kind of authentic sense of how they're relating to each other.
Ginny Sack told Gabriella she needed a bigger house.
Ginny Sacrimony. What she needs is her own zip code.
It's that weird theory where the act of observing something changes it. You know, being a black person in that room would change it. But The Sopranos takes me into that room in a way that doesn't disrupt. And I get to see what that's really like up close.
Degen says that's what diversity is. It's about stories, not numbers. But he says he can't think of too many shows in the fall TV lineup that follow the Bechdel rule, or the Degen's rule, or the Morales rule. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
If you have a favorite show that follows one of these rules, or if you have a rule of your own you'd like to share, we're talking about it at our website. You can join the discussion with Netta Ulaby at npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.